Morning, everyone. Before I start, I was thinking about a story I like to tell. I think I caused all this, Angie. I moved up one row just so it'd be shorter to get here. And that just threw all the seating off over here. Kathy's brother was a pastor in Georgia, and we went to his church one Sunday, and we got there early. And so we sat on the very back row on the side, and about 5 minutes later, a mom with some kids came in, and clearly we were in her seat. She did not hide it. So she sat, and she had a lot of stuff. Maybe she was a Sunday school teacher. And so she sat on the same pew, but sat on the other end. Well, when Kathy's brother Chuck came into the worship center, we chatted for a second, and then we got up and sat in our normal spot, which we sat at our church, which was very near the front. And as we sat down, I peeked back, and she was gathering all her stuff up and her children and moving 20 feet to the other end of the pew. So I don't know why that is, but it is, you know. I'm going to read Luke 18, verse 35 through 43. As he, Jesus, drew near to Jericho, a blind man, and his name was Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. But those that were in front of him rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight, followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. I really appreciate everyone's prayers. 11 days ago, I had eye surgery. And as I was laying on the, this isn't actually true, but I'm kind of making this up. As I was laying on the operating table, I was wishing I was Bartimaeus. Now, that's not true. I'm just putting that in the story. I have to be honest. But I wish that I could have had his deal, and Jesus could have just like reached down and said, you're made well. And then I wouldn't have to have these eye surgeries. And they weren't easy, but I'm doing good. And the highlight of the day is four times Kathy gets to put two drops in this eye, and I hate it, and she loves it. And not really. She said it makes her feel bad when I stiffen up and all. But eye surgery is not fun, and but there are some differences between Bartimaeus and myself. The biggest difference is, thankfully, I'm not blind, obviously. So I have a disease called Fuchs syndrome. It's usually inherited. So I have already thanked my dad for that. He's passed away, but it's his fault. I'll give him credit. So Fuchs endothelial dystrophy is a non-inflammatory, sporadic, or autosomal dominant dystrophy involving the endothelial layer of the cornea. Okay, so, I mean, one of you should say right now, okay, so maybe explain this to me like I'm 12 years old. So there's a layer of cells in the back of the cornea, and this is the most fascinating thing to me. These cells are called pumper cells, and they're different than other cells in our body, and their job is to pump fluid away from the cornea. That's pretty cool, right? I mean, you know, God is amazing. We talk about the blood. Pastor Bob has talked about how blood is amazing, and this is just kind of blew me away. If these cells don't work correctly, then you're always kind of in a swimming pool. You're looking through fluid. And so the only way to correct this is to take these cells out, and then you get cells from a donor. And that is probably the most one of the most humbling things I've ever done or experienced. Now I have someone else's endothelial layer of cells in my eye, someone who is a donor who has died. So just to think that someone died so I can see, that is just amazing to me. So this is a gift, but it isn't free. It's very expensive. I'm thankful that my new job has health insurance, and it took care of a good bit of that. And so we're very grateful for that. But speaking of being 12 years old, there was another gift I received when I was just about 12 years old. Just like Bartimaeus, the gift was free from Jesus. And just like my eyes, it required a donor. Someone had to die. We just celebrated Easter, the death, burial, and resurrection that was that gift. That too is very humbling. The gift of salvation, eternal life from our Savior Jesus Christ. No insurance is required. It's free. I hope you have humbly received that gift. If not, you can do that today. Pastor Bob or anyone in church leadership can guide you to salvation through the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful that Jesus died for our sins. Lord, I pray that if anyone here has not received the gift of salvation, that they'd make that decision today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.